While we've been watching a new slate of statewide officials take office here in Phoenix this week, the Navajo Nation is set to inaugurate its new president tomorrow. Boo Nigrin will take the oath alongside his vice president, Rochelle Montoya. Nigrin grew up on the reservation with a single mother who he lost at a young age to alcoholism. They had no running water. He never knew his father. He worked as everything from a dishwasher to a custodian when he was young until he went to ASU to study construction management. He since earned his doctoral degree from USC in organizational change and leadership. Until he left to run his presidential campaign, he was an executive for the Navajo Engineering and Construction Authority. But he has never before held public office. During the last election, he briefly ran as a running mate to then-presidential candidate Joe Shirley and lost in a landslide. But this time around, with Nigrin at the top of the ticket, things turned out very differently. He and running mate Montoya, who will be the first woman to ever take the VP position there, won 53-47% against incumbent Jonathan Nez. At 36, he will be the youngest person to ever hold this job, and I spoke with him more about why he wanted it to begin with.
What made me run for president definitely was it's always been something that's been on my mind since I was a little kid. Like, you set goals. I know there's kids that want to be lawyers, doctors, there's kids that want to be astronauts and things like that. And mine has always been set on becoming the Navajo Nation president and to bring real experiences to the table, because having grown up with no running water, no electricity, losing my mom to alcoholism, she had me when she was 15, she went up to ninth grade. My grandma only went up to second grade, so there wasn't a lot of things that were just given to me. Mm. But one of the things that has always helped me is to have that optimistic view on a lot of things and that mind of positivity, and your attitude is very critical, type of work mentality. And I felt like I've done that my entire life, whether it was selling jewelry for my family, whether it was doing whatever it took to try to get laundry money for my mom and my grandma, to work in construction. I know physically work in construction. Mm-hmm. I've framed a lot of homes. I've dug out footings. I've helped put concrete down, tied rebar. And I've also gotten my education. I felt like that's where it was really instilled in me as a young kid, when my mom told me, there's nothing I can do to help you, son. You know, the issues that I have, the challenges that I have, but the best thing that you can do for yourself is to get an education and have a job, have a career, and make sure you take care of your family when you have a family. And I felt like I've done that so far. And I think that's what one of the things that people are excited about me becoming president is, because I bring a lot of the real challenges that our people face, whether it's families that, like in my case, I've never seen my dad. I've never seen any part of my Vietnamese side of my family. It's always just been my Navajo side of the family, which is my mom's side. Mm-hmm. And then just growing up in those conditions, I feel like that's what I campaigned on too, is I campaigned on, we need to provide the basics for our people. There's just not a lot of hope and opportunity on Navajo. Most of our people are leaving their reservation and they're not returning home because we make it so difficult to come home.
Yeah.
And having experienced that firsthand, I feel like that's what has really prepared me to be president. And I knew that I wanted to be a president that represents the normal, everyday Navajo people that have those certain struggles.
Yeah.
And that's what excites me.
Yeah. So let me ask you about that, because one of your campaign slogan was looking toward the future, thinking about the future, this kind of thing. And I know one of the big messages that you had throughout your campaign was about Diné youth, like, leaving the reservation and not coming back because of this kind of lack of hope, this lack of opportunity. You grew up there and you did come back. Why did you come back?
I think I came back because I get that question a lot, because a lot of people always ask the question, Boo, why would you leave a top level executive position to put your family in a tough situation by making the current salary of the president? Hmm. And then you take on the whole criticisms that come along with being a public figure and whatnot. And I felt like I did it because I want people to have an opportunity to be successful like me. Because I know that there were people that were there for me. I know my mom was tough for my mom, but she did her best. But I know there was teachers, there was employers, there was friends, there's relatives. There's people like that that believed in me and got me to where I am today. And I feel like as president, that's what I want to do, is do what I can to inspire and provide opportunities and to give hope for maybe someone like myself that's out there. Because even crisscrossing Navajo land over these past 7 months, I was normally the youngest person in the room. So that's kind of tells you a lot about how things are happening on Navajo, because every year we send our most talented group of people off to college, but there's no pathways for them to come home. And the people that are left here are the ones that are struggling every single day, and their most brightest people aren't coming home because there's no pathways for them to come home to be a part of the change. So that's one of the things I want to push forward is building the pathways for them to come home, because for far too long we've always talked about how do we bring our educated people home, but we don't have apartment complexes, we don't, our pay scales haven't been adjusted. To start a business, you need almost a textbook size of a business plan to start something up like that. And then also you want to bring someone home, they might have been used to living in the metropolitan area with water, electricity, and then now you're expecting them to come home and you're telling them, well, you're going to have to wait 5 to 10 years to get water.
Let me ask you about the practicalities there. Like, it's a massive undertaking. There are large swaths of the Navajo Nation without electricity, without water. These things that you say, I mean, are clearly necessary to get people to want to come back or want to stay or make life easier for the people who are there. How do you get that sort of industry started? How do you plan on making this happen?
I think one of the things I want to do, I think, because a lot of people question, like, why would you want a construction person as your president? And I think that's one of the things that I bring that's unique to the table is not only do I have a doctorate in organizational change and leadership, an MBA, but most of my career has always been in construction management. And from what I've seen working for the tribe the past 3 years, there's just so many processes that are scattered all over the place, and there's no unity and clear direction on how to get a water line done, a right of way completed for a power line. So one of the things I'm going to do within my first 100 days is to really relocate a lot of programs and put them all under one roof, because I know that the easiest part of any project is the construction. It's just the red tape that's involved getting up to breaking ground.
So let me ask you about COVID. I mean, the Navajo Nation saw some of the highest rates of infection and death from COVID-19 in the country, in the world at points. It was hit incredibly hard. And the current president, Jonathan Nez, had put in place strict guidelines, you know, and largely turned it around, was able to get those infection rates down, have high vaccination rates now. But what, from your perspective, you know, was the toll of this pandemic on your people, not just in terms of health, but I think you look at this largely economically as well.
Yeah, and I've nothing against President Nez. They did a good job at the very beginning, going along with the CDC regulations and the regulations that were coming down from the federal government. But one of the things that I've said is that we need to re-completely open 100%, just the way Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, and Utah have all reopened. Why can't we do the same thing? So that's kind of been my stance on it. I know that we've all lost family and relatives and loved ones over COVID. All of us have, but a lot of the hardship with people, Navajo people, is just the lack of opportunities to provide for themselves and their families. And by continuing to keep the nation, even as of today, we still have strict mandates. And that's going to be one of my first order of business as I become officially president January 10, is to lift all the mandates and make it optional.
Are you concerned about the health impacts of that if there is another spike in COVID?
I think that what we got to do is continue to encourage our people to get vaccinated because COVID's not going anywhere.
Me ask you lastly, President-elect. I mean, why do you think that your message resonated with the people of the Navajo Nation? You will be the youngest person to ever assume this office, and you know you're ousting an incumbent. Why do you think you were successful in this?
It was definitely a very, very tough race because there's only 3 occasions where a Navajo Nation incumbent president was defeated in the general election. I think my message was very clear. Thinking for the future and let's get back to basics. And reviewing a lot of the numbers, you can kind of tell a lot of the rural area chapters really stood with me. And even up till the day of the election, it was kind of, I rehearsed both of my speeches. And then I was just thankful that end of the night I gave the speech that I really wanted to give.
Boo Nigrin, president-elect of the Navajo Nation, joining us. Thank you so much for coming on. Best of luck.
Thank you.